This is Haystack Help Radio on KLZ 560. Haystack Help Radio is powered by HaystackHelp.com. Finding help can be like finding a needle in a haystack. But with HaystackHelp.com, finding the needle just got easier. Now, Haystack Help Radio with Scott Watley on KLZ 560.
Welcome to Haystack Help Radio and a special edition of Your Money Matters, brought to you by Affordable Interest Mortgage, your one-stop shop for all of your mortgage needs. Their number is 720-895-0500. Normally, we have a lot of guests on this show, but we have the man himself, Mr. Kurt Rogers, owner of Affordable Interest Mortgage. How are you?
Head bottle washer. They call exactly. Me at the company. Fire chief, head bottle washer. That's what you do.
No doubt.
It's okay. I got a good group of guys.
You sure do.
And women, actually. It's the women that keep us moving.
Man, no doubt.
Hey, trust me. We'd mess it up.
We sure would, and we often do. So, Again, Affordable Interest Mortgage, our exclusive mortgage lender here for, since the beginning of Haystack Help, and we are very proud of that. And thank Kurt for his support for our show and helping all of our many listeners and friends all throughout the years. Time has passed relatively quickly, hasn't it?
We can tell by how grayer our hair is getting.
I know. I look back at some pictures early on in studio, 2010, 11, things like that, and man, it's like, wow. We got a little darker hair right there.
You know, as my wife will say, you're getting awful gray. I said, but Proverbs tells me that gray hair is a sign of wisdom.
Absolutely.
She said, no, they're lying.
Yeah. Well, Kurt, interesting times we are living in. Wow, just going through the election and all, and man, still waiting to get results. You know,
we won't
talk about that.
That is so weird. Yes. That it's that close, and being that close, there's still many of them that are going to get a recount.
Yeah.
Just an automatic kickback. The thing that's going on in Georgia, and we're going to get into that, but as part of where I think things are going, but it didn't end up the way anybody wanted, pro or con.
Mm-hmm.
But it could end up to be beneficial to all of us.
Sure. Yeah. We will see, as they say. We're fixing to find out, as we say
in
Texas.
We're going to find out.
All right, let's talk a little bit about mortgages and all. And first of all, let me just ask you this. You know, phone rings, man, people call. What are you hearing from people just picking up the phone and call? I mean, what are they kind of worried about or looking, asking you? And what are just some of the top two or three questions you're getting?
The first thing out of their mouth is, did the rates just come down? Do you think the rates are going to change? It's a rate-driven because we are so used to 6-8 months ago, rates were under 3, and now they're up to 7. And that's a shock, and you're seeing a lot of people back off. Well, with that comes the naysayers that say that the market's headed downward. Well, if you're traveling 110 miles an hour and you drop to 80, yeah, you went down in speed, but you're still traveling 80 miles an hour.
Mm-hmm.
And that's an analogy I use in that we're not stopping, we're not slowing down. The market is still moving quite steadily forward, and a lot of people don't seem to understand why, and there's several reasons that I'll try to get into. But we were looking at a market for 2 years coming out of COVID to where when they dropped the rates, it drove everybody to start looking at different opportunities. And the first thing that you don't hear much about that has changed from 6-8 months ago till today, there were companies buying 700-800 homes at a time, sight unseen. Something to go in the market, they just write the check. And then they turn them into rentals. So there's a lot of those homes that were purchased that came out of the market to where the person that wanted to buy a home as a first-time home buyer or somebody who wanted to upgrade, those homes were going fast. What that caused is a feeding frenzy, and we all know about it. We've all heard about it. With the rates low, there were appraisal gaps. People were buying homes moving from New York, from California, from all over coming here because the economy and the weather is actually very good in Colorado.
Mm-hmm.
So we saw this big push coming into Colorado, and it's now slowed down. It's still moving along. At one point, we had a 14 to 15-day supply of homes. Now we have a 40-day supply of homes. And people are saying, well, homes are depreciating. Again, let's look at the facts and not what the naysayers say. We can all remember going back to a house that might be advertised at $650 and somebody offers $740, and they're going to come up with the extra $90,000 in cash. It's called the appraisal gap.
Right.
You used to have to make an appointment to go even look at a home, and they would be full up. They would tease you with a home. They say, future home for sale. And they tease you about it, so they'd set all the appointments. And the house was technically sold by the time the second person looked at it, but there were 40 people looking at the home. We remember those times. Mm-hmm. Well, those things have stopped. That doesn't mean that there's no more demand for homes. I was talking to John yesterday, and he went to look at a house. He said they had 24 people inside the home at the time he was looking at the home.
Jeez.
And it's, when does that stop? For good homes, they're still going to be available. There's still people out there that want to buy them. Some of the homes that haven't been updated and need a little work, they may take a little bit longer. But there's still people wanting to buy homes. Mm-hmm. We're going to get into why that demand is still up here shortly. But we used to have bidding wars, all kinds of things. And people, as much as when they'll, like you asked me at the beginning, when they call, what do they want rates? Everybody wants the rates to go back to where they were. I would like them to go back to where they were, I promise you.
Yeah.
But I don't control rates.
Mm-hmm.
But let's look at what we had. We had a once-in-70-year history of rates. Rates have when rates first came out back in the 40s and the 50s, they were 5%. That's what it took on a 10-year or 15-year. They didn't do anything above that. We had rates down at low twos. They're never going to come back to that rate. If they do, we got a big problem coming in afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not a bad thing. Rates being, 4%, 5%, the average rate over the last 50 years is just over 6%. So we are a little bit higher than that now because we're close to 7. So to think that we're going to go back to that time, I don't see that.
Right.
But do I see things maybe changing? Yes.
Right.
And a lot of things have come into play on that. There's still a short supply, like I mentioned. The normal supply to make it a buyer-seller market is going to be 75 to 90 days. That means that if another house doesn't hit the market, we have enough to sell for the next 75 to 90 days. Well,
wow.
That's probably not going to happen until the second quarter of next year.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah, it's just, I don't know. Every time you just talk to people about anything with the economy, it's just, I don't know if there's ever been a time where people are just more unsure of what to expect.
Correct.
As business owners, us, we're small business owners. We just, you don't know what to do.
Yeah, and it kind of takes us back to 2008.
Mm-hmm.
I was in the mortgage meltdown. I understand that. I understand the fear. We're not going there. I don't see that happening again. You talked about the election. There's a couple things that people are apprehensive about that they're scared about. And part of that is inflation.
Right.
And the other part is the White House. Now, I'm not going to go in either sides. I'm not going to get political here. But in my opinion, what helps the economy is if we have a Democratic president and we have a Republican House and or Senate. And if you read any articles, Wall Street likes it when they're divided.
Divided, yeah.
Because if not, you get one side wanting to do something that nobody else wants to do, and they're going to bully their way through that process. We have to quit spending money.
Mm-hmm.
And if we need control to be split between the House, the Senate, and the White House. And I think that that's going to end up happening, which is a good thing.
Right.
We may not like how the elections ended, but if you're looking at the economy and what's good for all of us, that's going to be a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that inflation, last week, inflation went down 0.5%. Now, that was a shock to everybody. Wall Street reacted within 20 minutes. The bond market changed, and interest rates went down 0.5 to 0.75 points in 20 minutes. Biggest drop I've seen in well over 12 years. It was amazing to watch it happen. I mean, the interest rate, not the cost. The interest rate went from 7 to 6.25. Quickly. So if you had people on the fence, you locked them
so
quick.
So what would that just rough difference in a payment? I mean, depending on the value of the house.
I had a customer that we were doing the loan, and I saw that, and I locked his rate. It saved him over $100 a month on a $200,000 loan. On a $600,000 loan, that's close to $250 to $300 a month in payment.
Right.
Just because of
which
that movement.
Which adds up over that, the term of.
Yeah. I mean, multiply that times 12. That's a lot of money. And all of that happened in a very short period of time.
Mm-hmm.
Then we had a holiday, which was a benefit because if you had customers you were talking to, you were able to tell them, here's the new rate, and actually, if you wanted to, get it locked over the weekend.
Oh, okay.
Monday, the rate went up a tad. It turned around and went back down again today. So understanding when the Feds say they want to raise rates to control inflation, it's working. We might not like it, and there's a lot of people say no, but we're starting to see an effect of it. And if the inflation rate stays the same or goes down in December, you're going to see the Fed start to lighten up. And that answers your first question you asked me, the apprehensive that people have about what's going on. When they see the rates stop going up at 0.75 and they go to a half or a quarter or go to zero, they're going to start to feel a little bit more assured. Now, we're in the holiday seasons. We have a tendency to spend a lot now.
Sure.
But I still think we'll get through that. If you're paying attention and the Republicans take over the House, that will keep the Wall Street moving, which moves the bond market. It's an effect that moves the bond market, that keeps the rates lower. If you get the rates down between 5.5% and 6.5%, that's great for the economy. It works. The payments fit. Everything works.
And this is really, I'll sort of say a trickle-down effect, but just a whole, it affects so many people. I mean, from the realtors to mortgage companies, title companies, home inspectors. I mean, a lot of people are affected just from this one, quote, industry, right?
Drastically. In 2008, 80% of the people that were in the business before the meltdown were out. We've lost already about 25, 30, 35% of the people that were in the industry 6 months ago were gone. Now, that's not a bad thing. It's a cycle.
Yeah.
It always happens. And it's going to continue to happen. Unemployment numbers are going to come up. That's not necessarily a bad thing. It's actually going to help. It makes you that if you want a job, you're going to go out and really get one, and you're going to do a little bit better so you get to keep that job. That's good for productivity. That's good for the economy.
Right.
So I don't see those things as bad.
Right.
But, yeah, we affect the number one generator of the economy is mortgages and cars. Because if you have a mortgage, well, you got to go to the paint store. You got to go get carpet. You need windows. You got to get a lawnmower. There's things that you buy that supplement all these other businesses. There's no other business that does it as much as mortgages.
So what if it, you mentioned inflation, going down just a little bit. If it drops again here in the next 30 days, is there a chance we may not see another rate hike before the end of the year, or you still think we may?
Well, that's a prayer of mine, but I think that would almost be too drastic. I think if we get another half, while it may sound nice, I'd rather see a consistent movement downwards. And I think that's what the Fed's, because if it's consistent, that means it's firmer. It's more solid. It's not just a shot in the dark.
Right.
So I'm thinking that, maybe the Feds won't do 0.75. I really do believe they'll do anywhere between 0.25 and 0.5. And that's an indication. Then you look at January. And if they do it again, okay, now we've topped out. Now we can start looking at what do we do to make it better. And again, it all comes back to the House and the White House. The divide there, the stagnation that happens is good for the economy because it stops people from going one side or the other. As much as I would like it to be one way, I have to understand there's two points of views and we have to listen to them.
Sure.
Whether we like them or not, we still got to listen.
Yep. You're listening to a special edition of Your Money Matters, again brought to you by Affordable Interest Mortgage. Kurt's number, 720-895-0500. Always a free consultation. Hey, and if you've just got questions, don't want to call in, which you're always welcome to, but, give Kurt a call and he'll sit down with you and kind of go through your specific, what's going on with you and what's going to be best for you to do. And I promise you they'll take good care of you. We're going to take a quick break and we'll be back with more right after this.
Here's why you need personal injury attorney Kevin Flesh on your side. He understands the way the jury thinks. In the context of a personal injury case, you have been hurt by someone else's negligence. The idea is that you're going to try to recover so that you can get back to where you were just prior to that incident occurring. What that really means from a jurist's perspective is that you're going to be asking them to award you money. So when we talk about fairness, we're talking about six people that you don't know. Those six people hear evidence and make a unanimous decision that will decide what the fair value is. When you're the one that's hurt, you have a good idea what you think it's worth. The question is, can you persuade those other individuals, whom you don't know and weren't witnesses, to believe that's what the case is worth? Kevin Flesch understands the way the jury thinks. Call now for a free consultation, 303-806-8886. Flesch and Beck Law. They get results.
The Outdoorsman's Attic is Colorado's very own outdoor gear consignment store. From live bait to lanterns, firearms to ammo, packs to sleeping bags, all the fishing gear you could ever hope for. And if you need some decoys for the waterfowl season, stop into the Outdoorsman's Attic. Hey, this is Scott Watley here again for my friends at the Outdoorsman's Attic. And they've got hunting, fishing, and camping gear with huge savings up to 70%. You'll find new and pre-owned items to choose from. And since the inventory changes daily, hey, this is a store you need to stop in at least a couple of times a week. Reviews, here's what a few of their customers have said. Cody says, hey, two floors of pure outdoorsman paradise. Mickey said, I love this place. Great small business, family owned and run, lots to look at and good prices. Amy says, if you need good camping and outdoor gear, go here first. Support a local small business. Such great finds. Everyone is so nice and helpful. So save big. Get to the Outdoorsman's Attic today on all of your outdoor gear. 2650 West Hamden Avenue in Sheridan. Tell them Scott sent you.
Rates just keep going up, making it harder to buy or refinance a home. Take AIM, Affordable Interest Mortgage, 720-895-0500. Make your 30-year payment, but own your home in 15 years, all while paying half the interest. Have access to your equity for 30 years without having to refinance and pay more fees. Take AIM, 720-895-0500. There are thousands of customers taking advantage of this simple interest loan. It's times like this when you can really save in your interest costs and pay less. Go to AIMortgage.net and see our Google reviews about the Asset Manager Mortgage. Take AIM, 720-895-0500. Get up to 90% loan to value and up to $2 million in loan amount, all at the same rate as a $100,000 loan. Whether you want a condo, second home, investment, or cash out, all come with the same rate. No more paying higher fees and higher rates. Take AIM, 720-895-0500. Pay less interest and own your home faster. Call 720-895-0500. NMLS 298191, regulated by DOR, Equal Credit Lender.
Rush to Reason with John Rush, weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio and a special edition of Your Money Matters. If you're just joining us, Kurt Rogers in studio. Normally we have a lot of guests on the show, and but Kurt felt like it was really important just to kind of let our listeners know what was happening in his industry, which is mortgages. So, Kurt, let's say someone's wanting to purchase a home and get the best rate without all the costs and all. So let's just take a minute and kind of explain how someone can do that.
Well, I talked earlier about how low the rates were before. So there have always been loan programs out there that are to help you buy a home. They're called first-time home buyer programs, those with little money down. Well, when we had the big push, those folks that wanted to buy couldn't buy. Mm-hmm. I mean, you have folks that maybe had 3% down or 5% down. The sellers they're not even going to talk to you because you're looking at a $60,000, $70,000, $80,000 cash before you even get to the appraised amount.
Right.
They didn't have the money, they couldn't get in the game. The other part of them, you're going to have VA and FHA. And this is really tragic, but for the last 2 years, if you were a VA or FHA borrower, sellers didn't want to talk to you. They only wanted conventional, preferably cash, or somebody that would pay them over asking price with cash. So it took a group of people, and I talked about this about a year ago. I said, there's a whole group of people I got mm-hmm. that want to buy a home. They can't get in the game.
Sure.
They qualify, but they can't get in the game because nobody wants to listen to them. Well, they're back. And along with them, these loan programs that were out there in the past are now back.
Mm-hmm.
And one of those is, for example, a seven-year ARM. It's called a 7-6. That means the rate's fixed for 7 years. And at the end of 7 years, it will adjust every 6 months to a maximum rate. But this is not your dad's ARM. It's completely changed. The ARMs that we had in the 80s had a lot of little negative that went with them. Those are all gone. There is no prepayment penalty with these ARMs. You can get out at any time. Matter of fact, the ARMs that are out now are quite attractive. Let me give you an example. Say you have a $400,000 loan and you have a 7-6 ARM. and you're going to keep that rate for the first 7 years.
Okay.
At the end of that period of time, you get to look at what the rates are. If the rates are going up, you get to re-amortize that loan at that rate for the number of months you have left. Your payment could go up little, or it could actually go down. For example, if your rate was, let's say, 6% on the seven-year ARM, and in 7 years the rates have dropped to 4.5, you get to re-amortize that loan at the 23 years that are left at the 4.5.
Okay.
So that what that does is actually lower your payments without going through all the hassle. So it puts you in a very good position to where you're protected in the ARM going one way or the other.
Right.
That's one of the programs that out. But one of the most popular ones now for purchases is called a 2-1 buy-down. And when I say that to people, they go, what do you mean, 2-1 buy-down? Okay. So let's kind of talk about how that works. Let's say, you're looking at a $500,000 house, and you're going to put 5% down. So you can do a 95%. They have programs out there that are called Home Ready and Home Possible, designed for those folks to make $100,000 or less a year that only want to put 5% down. You can now get a 2-1 buy-down with them. You can get it with minimal mortgage insurance or without mortgage insurance. But you can go out and get the loan. So let's say you get that loan, and your interest rate on that loan is going to be 6.5%.
Okay.
6.4 in the example I'm going to use. You're only going to put 5% down. Well, the way it works is if you're at 6.4, the first that's your rate. The first year, they're going to drop that rate to 4.4. So that's going to lower your payment $592 a month. So for the first year, your payment's almost $600 a month less. You've qualified at this rate, but you're saving $600 a month or $7,000 a year because of this program.
Wow.
Now, the second year, the rate's going to go from 4.4 to 5.4. That keeps your payment $300 less than the ultimate payment. So again, you're saving another $3,600.
Right.
So you're saving $10,000-$11,000, and it costs you nothing. When you buy a home, builders and sellers are paying this concession. Because the market's changed, you're now able to get these people to build that into the price and give you a concession for it.
Wow, a lot different from putting an extra $90,000 to get a house.
That's right.
To now this, right?
Now all of a sudden they're paying attention to you. It's,
yeah, sure.
So what that does is, and that's with only 5% down. So you're able to buy, have a loan amount of $475,000, and your payment's $3,000 at the end. To start with, your payment's only $2,379. You can't rent for that.
No.
$500,000 loan, that means you got a $600,000 house. That's a three-bedroom. What's it take to rent that? $3,000? $3,500?
Oh, at least.
Your payment's $23,000. So those folks that have only 5% down now see an avenue to be able to go out and buy a home.
Right.
Now, if you put 80% down, or I'm not 80%, but if you put 20% down, that payment goes to $2,000 a month. So if you have the money to put down, you still get the 2-1 buy-down, and your rate stays the same. You're at 4.4 for the first year. It allows you for the time. Now, here's where the benefit to that 2-1 buy-down comes into play. If you do a 30-year fixed, it's the same as a 2-1 buy-down. The qualifications are the same. But if you're doing the 2-1 buy-down, and what happens in a year from now or 2 years from now when the rate drops? So let's say the rate in 2 years is going to be 4.5%, 5%, and you got a 6.4. You get to refinance it and keep that lower rate. So for the first 2 years, you're taking advantage of lower rates.
Right.
And then if the rates move, if the rates go up, you're protected. If the rates go down, you have the option of fixing the problem. Because if the rates go down, your home's still appreciated. You have more equity. You may even get a better rate. And that's the number one loan that's being used right now for people.
So is this 2-1 buy-down, is that just for first time?
No. For anybody.
For anybody can do
anybody.
That.
You can buy it on a single family. You can buy it on a second home. Can't do it on an investment. But you can buy it on a single family or a second home.
Right. All right. And this, I mean, this whole deal, too, I mentioned investment property, has affected that as well, probably, too, right? Not as many people looking into that right now.
Yeah, investment properties and second homes. A lot of people were using second homes as investment properties. They were buying them and using them as Airbnbs. Well, because there was such a market for that, the lenders would now allow you to count Airbnb as income. If you buy a rental property and you rent it out for $3,000, and your payment's $2,500, they're going to take that $3,000 that you're collecting in rent, multiply it times 75%, so you're going to have about $2,250 of net money. They're going to count that against the $2,500 payment, and it's pretty much a push. So it doesn't affect you. Well, sure. They would never count the Airbnb money. Now they are. If you've got a history of it, they will now count it.
Okay.
But there were so many people doing that. But with the rates moving, those big companies that were buying 800 at a time, they're gone.
Mm-hmm.
So that gives more opportunities. I have a lot of people buying investment properties that we deal with today. Because of rents being as high as they are, mm-hmm. with them constantly going up, owning a home and getting something like this, a 2-1 buy down, can really help you hedge against that and lower your payment and own. So that dream of being able to own a home is much more real now than it was. And there's other ways that you can go about to help make that work.
Right. It's just people just have to look. I think it takes sitting down with someone like yourself, which is rare, because I think you walk into normal banks, they're not going to kind of go through all that you do. But just to sit down and look and see what's best for them, because if you listen to all the media stuff, everybody just shuts down and thinks, oh, I can't do anything. But that's really not true.
No, it's not true. You have much more opportunity to talk about things. If you're going to go out to buy a home and you want a specific home, you want not have to do anything in a specific mm-hmm. area, you're still going to struggle. There's still going to be 10, 12 people in the house when you go to look at it.
Right.
Because the nice ones in the right area are still bringing all the money. Appraisal gaps, no, but they're pretty firm. There's not as much negotiation. But what we're seeing is homes that need a little TLC. They may need a paint job, or they may need new carpet, or they may need some yard work, the minor stuff, what we call sweat equity. Those homes are the ones, especially for first-time home buyers, you get a chance to now get in the market and make it yours. You can actually do a loan and do the reconstruction in the loan and have it built in. You can do the improvements, have them built in right to your loan. Those loans, most people weren't paying for before because rates were so low. They weren't even offered. Nobody wanted them.
Okay.
Now, because of the programs that are out there, that they're able to come back, they're very beneficial to the consumers.
Okay.
So we're seeing a lot more people looking at those kind of things, being able to put maybe 5% down, lower the payments, and then do the sweat equity to build the value back up.
Right. So about 5% down, that's kind of the...
You can get away with 3% of your own. There's a program we're going to talk about in a bit that can help you to where you don't have to put any money down. But that's a different client than these 2-1 buy-downs. They're not the same.
Right.
And they're there. But the 2-1 buy-downs, yeah, you can get in with 3% on a 2-1 buy-down.
Wow.
The best is 5. So on a $50,000 house, that's $25,000.
Sure.
But that's not a bad deal.
Yeah. Hey, and we should mention, too, you're also doing business in Arizona.
And Wyoming.
All right. Okay, you got that done.
I got Wyoming done. I got both of those done. So, yeah, we've kind of expanded a bit, and it's good business. We do, we do reverse mm-hmm. mortgages. We do a lot. But this product here is the number one. Where it's really come into play, and I want to talk to veterans now, because you can do a 2-1 buy-down as a veteran. And when you think about being a veteran, if you have your VA eligibility, you get 100% financing. So think about how this works for you. You can buy a fourplex, live in one of the units, put no money down, and have an interest rate of 3.983 the first year on a 2-1 buy-down.
Wow.
Now, think about that.
That could turn it.
If you're a veteran, you have an opportunity to get a rate under 4% the first year. Your final rate's 5.983, but you have an opportunity to do that, and you don't have to put any money down. Now, if you're thinking about it, it's a fourplex. You can find nice fourplex, even if they're $1 million. Understand, the tenants are paying you $2,000 a month or $1,000 to $1,500 a month. Mm-hmm. They're paying you $3,500 to $4,500. Well, your payment's not going to be much more than that. And you own it, and you put no money down, and it's appreciating. And your interest rate is 3.983 for the first year.
Wow.
That's a great opportunity on a 2-1 buy-down, and I don't think very many veterans know about it. VA allows you 100% financing to where you don't have to put any money down. And they'll go up to a minimum of $1.5 million. They'll look at you after that, but at $1.5 million, you can buy a home. So you anywhere between $700,000 to $900,000, you could buy a fourplex. You could buy a twoplex, still do the same thing. You could buy a single family home. And with the 2-1 buy down, you got a rate of 3.983.
I'm telling you, hey, if you're in the market, you need to call Kurt, 720-895-0500. Just sit down with him. And again, look at your personal situation. Kurt can go through all of these different types of loans that we're talking about, the rates, the down payments, all the things. Find the one that fits you the best. And Kurt, I always tell people it's never too early to start the conversation. Just sit down with you. Take a look at credit. Sometimes that might need some help there, which you can help people with too. But it's never too early to sit down.
You bring up a very good point about looking at credit and starting now. Last week when the Feds, or not the Feds, but when the inflation rate went down, a window of opportunity was right there. And it went. It's not gone, but it's there.
Mm-hmm.
If for those customers that I had that I helped on Friday, it's because we had already started the process.
Yep.
We were able to do things with them. If you start the process now, that approval is good for 90 to 120 days. You don't have to do anything. It doesn't cost you anything to get approved and to know. It just gives you the opportunity when it's there, you can grab it.
Okay.
One of my clients is a pastor, and we did that. We started the paperwork yesterday. He's going to get approved for a dollar amount, and he's going to watch the rates. And when they get to a point, he's going to pull the trigger.
Mm-hmm.
It's on a property he owns. He's going to refinance it. But he's going to be ready when those rates move
right.
to make the decision, because I can't lock a rate unless I have your information.
Sure.
And I have to have you approved. I have to know certain things. You don't have to come up with any money out of your pocket, but you can prepare yourself mm-hmm. if you're thinking within the next 3 to 6 months you want to buy. And we're actually getting into times when there's going to be some greater opportunities. January and February are slower times. So those folks that are selling then have to sell.
Right.
They're more negotiable.
And sometimes those windows of opportunity you talk about, sometimes the windows are open and then sometimes they close, relatively quickly.
I've seen rates move
up
and down pretty quick. And just being available, if all it takes is time.
Right.
There's no money out of your pocket, so I agree with you. Plus, if you start now, I can show you with your credit how you can fix it to make it better if you need to. I'm not a credit repair company. We've talked about that.
Right.
But there are some basic things I can show you that can move your credit score with as little as $200. It's just little things that can help you get a higher score so you don't have to pay any of the fees.
Okay.
They all go away.
Give them a call. Affordable Interest Mortgage, 720-895-0500. You're listening to Your Money Matters. We'll be right back.
Do you know what direction the stock market will go? Nope, no one does. But it's extremely important to discover the tools you can use if the market goes up, down, or sideways. These same tools could be used for income strategies or long-term wealth strategies. Text the word investing to the number 210-210 and join us for a free investing class right here at OTA. Text the word investing to the number 210-210 today. Also, check out the podcast, Investing and Trading Live, wherever you listen to podcasts.
Before we get back to our guests, let me tell you about Stack Optical, and I just want to say a personal word of thanks to Alan for taking care of me, my wife, Victoria, and our optical needs, and many friends that we've sent there, and Alan has been doing a great job there. Family-owned and operated since 1968 is Stack Optical, and it's only $69 for an eye exam, so call them today, 303-321-1578, and mention you heard them here on KLZ 560, and we'd appreciate that. But hey, if you're looking for some new glasses, they've got a great selection of frames. If you need contacts, maybe you've broken your glasses and you need repairs, it's a one-stop shop, so to speak, at Stack Optical. Hey, it's free parking, easy parking at their location right off Monaco and Evans, 2233 South Monaco Parkway, 303-321-1578. StackOptical.com is a website. Check it out. And as I always say at Stack Optical, you'll see the difference.
This is KLZ 560, your home station.
Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio and a special edition of Your Money Matters, brought to you by Affordable Interest Mortgage. If you're just joining us, Kurt Rogers with us, and we're just going through a lot of different programs that are available now, and Kurt's just trying to shed some light. Hey, don't believe all the media stuff. Hey, yeah, sure, our rate's up a little bit, but you know what? There's still some great opportunities, and Kurt's just trying to go through some of these programs to talk about a lot of different things that can affect your rate and all, like credit we just talked about and all, but a lot of us maybe are looking at the down payment side of things, Kurt. So we hear a lot about down payment assistance programs, and I'm sure they can help a lot of people.
Well, like I said towards the beginning of the show, there's this group of people that want to buy a home that couldn't buy a home. We deal with several down payment assistance companies. I probably have well over a dozen different types of down payment assistance programs that can help you. Now, most people think when you're down payment assistance that you've got a terrible credit score and because you got no money. That's mm-hmm. not the case. There's just a lot of people that are struggling because of inflation that don't have enough money to give you the 5%.
Right.
They have less. They have 3%. Well, like I said, I have so many different companies out there that you can do conventional loans under down payment assistance, or you can do FHA loans.
Okay.
And like I said at the beginning, many of the people that were selling homes before, they didn't want to deal with anybody on FHA. They also didn't want to deal with anybody that needed down payment assistance because it's a little tougher work. There's many brokers that don't want to deal with it because it's a little bit more work. It's knowing what you have and how to make it work for the consumer.
Mm-hmm.
Down payment assistance programs, the bank normally requires a minimum, unless you're VA, of 3%. That's the least amount you can get in on a normal loan program. I've always talked about the 5%. But there are down payment assistance programs to where you only have to come up with $1,000. I actually have one where you don't have to come up with a dollar. Nothing. They'll cover everything.
Wow. Okay.
Okay, which is really kind of unique. What a down payment assistance program is you go out and you get a normal first mortgage depending on your credit criteria.
Okay.
And then there is a what's called a second mortgage that follows behind it to cover the down payment that is needed and or the closing cost that goes with the loan. So with that process, like I said, there's several different companies doing them. There are some that will give you the 3%. There's some that will give you the 3.5% or the 5%. They'll give that to you in the form of the second mortgage. Now, here comes the fun part. There's so many different second mortgages through these DPA companies that come into play. Some are forgivable, meaning which you can get as much as 5%. When you think about that and take that on a $500,000 home, that's $25,000 in down payment assistance for the home, and you never have to pay it back. It's forgivable.
Wow.
Or you can pay it back. Now, you're going to say, well, why would I want
to? Yeah, well, I was just looking because at you like, why would I want to?
Because the rate on the one that you don't have to pay back is higher than the rate on the one that you do.
All right.
Now, and the way they work this, for some of these, for example, if you get that second mortgage, they're going to charge you 2% interest on that money that you have that stays with the loan till you refinance or to pay it off. They're going to charge that to you for 360 months. So you're getting a $25,000 loan at 2%.
Right.
That's $84 a month.
Right.
That's not going to affect you buying the home.
Sure.
And when you got the equity into it as you go along. So it's a great deal with what they're offering. There are many of those. The forgivable ones, it just depends on if how long you're going to keep the home and what you're going to do with it. And the rates used to be really terrible on these programs. Now they're much more competitive. With the other rates being at 6.5 to 7, these are real close to that, and you're not bringing any money.
Hmm.
Very little risk on your side to be able to get into a home. You do have to qualify. Most people think when you qualify for a down payment assistance loan, you have to have a 700 credit score. No, you can have a 600 credit score.
Wow, okay.
So if you've had some speed bumps, you still may be able to qualify for the loan. The other thing is, it used to be that our debt-to-income ratios, and what that means is the amount of all your debt, your mortgage payment, your car payment, your credit card payments, those that are being reported equal a certain percentage of how much money you make. So let's take $4,000 as your income, 25% would mean none of it can exceed $1,000. Let's say 50%, that means altogether they can't exceed $2,000. Well, with these down payment assistance programs, if you qualify, you can go up to as high as 55%. So it gives you some latitude there to be able to make things work. But you don't have to bring any money to the close.
Right.
So you have lower credit scores that get you into them, and you have higher debt-to-income ratios to help you. They're trying to get more people into buying a home. So when you're looking at it, this normally applies to, you have to be a first-time home buyer. What that means is can't have owned a home within the last 3 years. Either party.
Okay.
If there's two of you that want to buy a home together, neither one of you can have owned a home. And the reason I say that, there's sometimes couples. There's some guys, friends that want to buy. They can do that, but neither one of them can own the home. It doesn't have to be one person. It can be two people buying the home.
Right.
And it doesn't necessarily have to be husband and wife or boyfriend and girlfriend. So there's opportunity there for people to come in. They do have, in some cases, on some of these, income limits. And the income limits on a single person who wants to buy a home is $94,000, roughly. If there's two people, the total income can't exceed $108,000.
Okay.
Now, again, there are some exceptions to the rule. We have down payment assistance program. They don't care how much you make. You make $200,000 a year and still qualify for a down payment assistance program. So you're not capped on the other end. Down payment assistance programs have changed drastically.
Wow, sounds like it.
Yeah. They were out there before, and they were in the process of change. But when you got rates as low as that, didn't work. The demand was too high. They couldn't ever find a home. All of that's changing now. So some of these programs are really good. The key thing I want people to understand is there are a lot of options. If you have little money down, don't think you can't buy a home. And what you need to do is maybe call and find out, well, if I bought this $400,000 property, what's my payment? Compare that to your rent payment, understanding this is going to stay fixed.
Mm-hmm.
That's not. In addition, when you own a home, you get the equity.
Sure.
As you're making your payments, you're paying for your own equity. You're building your own little savings account on it. So as the home goes over time, you're making 4% on $400,000 is you're making $16,000 a year. That's the appreciation. You can't do that in a rental.
Wow.
So when you're paying rent, you're paying somebody else's equity.
Sure.
You're not paying yours.
I know. I've got a gentleman who's going to call you because he's rented a house for a little over 25 years. Man, just been a great client for the guy. And it's now the gentleman owned the house has passed away, so the kids are wanting to sell the house.
But
and now
he's got to go.
He's going to be a first-time home buyer, you know, after renting a house for 25 years and paying those rental payments.
Yeah. And you know, there are many times that renting is the perfect way to go.
Sure.
But you'd be surprised if you think you're going to stay somewhere for 1 to 2 years, even in today's market, it's still a good time to buy because you're building equity. Homes are still appreciating at 4 to 5% a year. In Colorado, we're running 6 to 7. In some parts of the country, they're running 2 to 3. But the average is still 4 to 5% every year. On a $400,000 house, that's $16,000. Take 3 years of that. That's roughly $50,000. Yeah. Your money. It's yours. And you didn't pay anything different than what you're paying when you're renting. And you didn't have to put up with the landlord.
Now, you mentioned VA earlier, and nothing down. I mean, do you run across some people sometimes that call you that are, you know, that could qualify easily for a VA loan and they didn't have it? Why wouldn't they just automatically get that? They just don't know?
I'm a veteran. I have three brothers that are veterans. They didn't know. You don't think about the benefits. Many of us don't.
Mm-hmm.
When we got out of the military, thank you very much. I appreciate it. I had a good time. I got to go. I don't remember what went with, unless I'm going to go to college.
Sure.
I really don't remember much about it. But if you're a veteran, you've earned the right to get some benefits. And they're wonderful benefits. There's no hoops really to go through. A VA loan right now, as it has been for a long time, is one of the best loans on the market right now. 100%. And you can buy, like I said before, I've actually had a couple veterans do this, come in and buy fourplexes, move into one of them for a year to 2 years, and then buy the house they want, turn the whole unit into an investment property. But because they're buying it and living in it, they get that 3.983 interest rate.
Okay.
They don't bring any cash to the table. And somebody else is paying them that $16,000 a year. It's not coming from them because
right.
They basically have.
What is the minimum required time to live in it to get that?
6 months. You have to live in it as your primary for a minimum of 6 months. The banks prefer a year.
Okay.
I'm a veteran. I already own a lawyer. I'm not going to go buy a fourplex and move away from my wife for a year to do that. But it's a great program. And you really should give me a call and let me kind of just show you what options you have.
That's what I mean, it's a phone call. Just spend a few minutes to see what's going on. It could be something that would save somebody a ton of money.
The other thing with veterans, if you have a VA loan, you kind of understand a couple things, and you may have a great rate. I understand that. But if you need cash, it's pretty automatic. Mm-hmm. You can get 100% of your value. So if you had a VA loan on a $400,000 house from 2 years ago and you got a rate of, let's say, 2.5% to 3%, and that house is now worth probably $650,000, you have equity of $200,000, $250,000. You get to have that money. I understand the rate's going to go up, but you may need that money more than you worry about the rate. There may be something else going on, and it's pretty automatic with a VA loan. There's too many veterans that I don't think really understand the potential they have to help their portfolio and help them through their finances that are sitting in their VA loan,
mm-hmm.
that they aren't using it or that they're not using it to the best ability that it is.
Last couple of minutes of this segment, but is there a difference in, you know, the qualifying process from a veteran to, you know,
minor.
Me?
Minor.
Okay.
If you're a veteran, I have to see your DD-214.
Which is? That they served.
The discharge paper.
Discharge.
That you got honorably discharged. It talks about when you went in, what your rank was, when you left, time service, what branch you served. It shows that you were in the military. The second thing, with that form, we then get a certificate of eligibility. You may have two VA loans. So you might, on your second VA loan, you might have a smaller certificate of eligibility, and you might have to put money down. But mm-hmm. you can still have one. There's exceptions to the rule. But normally, if you have a certificate of eligibility, it's going to give you 100% of what you need, up to at least $1.5 million.
Right.
But I actually had a guy buy a fourplex at 1.2.
Wow.
And he used it. It was an amazing thing. So he's loving the program.
Absolutely.
He's going to wait about a year. He said, I'll do it again. I'll move out of this one and go move into another fourplex.
No doubt. Yeah.
And then, you know, after a couple of years of that, he buys his house and all this income coming in. You can use it as such a tool to do so many things that nobody else has the option to. You mm-hmm. have an advantage in many cases.
Right.
Now, realtors and sellers didn't like it before because the inspection on the house, the appraisal on the house has more restrictions. It's a little tougher. And as fast as homes were selling, they didn't want to play. But you've earned that right.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And you should take advantage of it. And if you run across one of those, see me. I'll show you a couple of realtors that don't believe that.
All right.
Because they're veterans.
Yeah, absolutely.
They understand.
All right, that'll do it. Once again, you're listening to Your Money Matters with Kurt Rogers. Hey, give him a call. Hey, if you're a veteran out there and maybe you just want to see what's available for you, 720-895-0500 is the number. We'll be back in just a moment with Kurt Rogers.
Turn a normal day into an adventure on an e-bike. Hi, I'm Randy Caranci, founder of E-Bike of Colorado. E-bikes are a fun way to ride around town. Just try it. Pedal Assist technology flattens the steepest hills. We have 14 major brands to choose from, and our expert staff will find you the perfect bike. Come take a free test ride at eBike of Colorado in downtown Louisville next to the historic grain elevator. Open 7 days a week from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Learn more at ebikeofcolorado.com. Just try it.
Choosing Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center almost 20 years ago was one of the best decisions we ever made for our pets. Hey, this is Scott Watley, and I know it's a busy time of the year for all of us, but it's no reason to forget about our pets. Our pets are a part of our family, and they need their checkups and preventative care just as we humans do. Whether a pet is new to the family or has been a family member for many years, regular checkups are the foundation of our pet's overall health. Depending on your pet's age, a preventative care visit will include the basics, such as an exam and vaccinations, diet and weight management, and parasite preventatives. But it could also involve a spay or neuter discussion, microchipping, concerns about house training, or behavior issues. At Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center, the medical team will take the time to get to know your pet and address the concerns you have about your pet's care. It's what your pet deserves, and it's good medicine. Whether your pet needs medical, dental, or surgical care, boarding, grooming, behavior training, pet foods, or pet care products, you'll find it at Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center, the place where my pets go. Call today, 303-708-8050. That's 303-708-8050. And don't forget to visit their website at LoneTreeVet.com.
Rush to Reason with John Rush, weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to Your Money Matters. A few more minutes here with Kurt Rogers, owner of Affordable Interest Mortgage. If you're just joining us, Kurt's number 720-895-0500. We're just going through a lot of things about the mortgage world right now, what is really available, and you know what? You need to sit down with somebody like Kurt, and I highly recommend not just like Kurt, but you need to sit down with Kurt, all right, and let him look at your personal situation and help you, and I promise you, it will be just time spent on getting you information. And if something works out for you, great. And if not, hey, you'll make a new friend in Kurt. I promise you that for now. So, Kurt, let's talk about those homeowners that have a good rate but could use some cash to pay off debt or for other home improvements.
I get quite a few calls that folks saying, you know, I'm sitting at 2.5%, but I need to refinance to get some cash out. And I'll ask them, how much money do you need? And they'll say, you know, $40,000, $50,000, $60,000. I say, first of all, you're not going to want to come to me because the rates, I can't change the rate. So you're going to go up, but you're not going to like that payment. Second of all, there's a cheaper way to do it. The best way, if you're looking at small amounts of money, $40,000, $50,000, $60,000 in mm-hmm. comparison to your mortgage, keep your rate. Go out and get a second mortgage. Now, everybody's saying, well, the rates on those are going up. Yes, there are. I have lenders that will give you a fixed HELOC for the first year to give you a chance to magnify paying it off.
Gotcha.
But it fixes the problem. When you compare that to your option of refinancing the whole home at a rate that's 2 points higher than what you got or 3 points higher, it's much cheaper to do the HELOC. So, but what a home equity line of credit does, it's a simple interest loan. It's just like the asset manager in some aspects, is as you pay it down, the payment goes down, so you're able to pay it off faster. You actually pay a lower interest rate than what it says.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, we talk about effective rate. The amount of interest I pay to pay it off is the rate, not the rate determines the interest.
Okay.
The interest determines the rate. So if you need one, there are lenders out there that are doing some really great jobs. Now, Wells Fargo and Chase decided to get out of the second mortgage business. Don't know why. It's people need them, especially at this time.
Yeah, really.
If you want some help on that, you can call me. But many people are looking at doing a home improvement, and they don't want to take money out of their savings, or they don't want to go put it on a credit card. A home equity line of credit is a great way to be able to do that because you're improving the value at the same time you're getting a good rate. One of my lenders right now, they're on a first year fixed at like 5.5. And that's a really good rate for a second mortgage.
Sure.
On a home equity line of credit. Again, they're simple interest. And that's so much different than what a standard mortgage is. You're going to pay less interest. You're going to own the home faster. Kind of like the mm-hmm. asset manager.
Yep.
I've recommended this for a long time that I think everybody should go out and get a second mortgage on their home. Might cost you $350 to $500 to go through the paper, whether you need the money or not. And here's the reasoning behind it. Because I watched in 2008 when people had all this equity and the world kind of crashed and they lost jobs and things went south. They didn't have enough money to be able to pay their mortgage, so they lost their home. When you have a second mortgage of $40,000, $50,000, $60,000, how many months' mortgage payments can that make when you need it?
Mm-hmm.
How can that help pay for other bills that you have when you need it? So spending $350 to $500, I call it being mortgage safe. You can't lose your home. You're able to, yeah, you don't like it.
Sure.
But you don't like your credit score going from a 740 down to a 620.
Right.
You don't like the years it takes to rebuild back.
Mm-hmm.
So that type of mortgage can help you.
Right. All right, let's put on your forecaster glasses here. And, man, a few more weeks and we will be in 2023. So what do you think?
I think the economy will slow down as it's continuing to do, and I think rates may go up a little bit, but they'll still stay steady. And I said this at the beginning of the show, it depends on the House mm-hmm. and the White House and the Senate, how we're able to – I think that's going to be a major factor, but I don't think 23 rates are going to continue to go up to where they're 10 or 11 or 12%. I don't see that at all. There's no economists that seem to think that's going to happen. Home availability, I think, is going to increase. I think we're going to get closer in January and February. Again, like I said earlier, there's going to be homes available. Opportunities are going to be out there. We're going to get up to a 60 to 70-day supply. So then it becomes real negotiable between the two. The appreciation on homes is going to drop back to being normal, the 4 to 5%. That's not a bad thing. Don't
right.
get mad because it's not 12.
Sure.
It's 4 to 5 is still
yep.
it's a good thing. I'm like Wall Street. I'm concerned with the politicians being able to learn to play well enough together to quit spending our money. And I'm not picking on either side. That has to stop. Okay, you can figure out whichever side you're on, that's good. But we need to have this diversity so that the Wall Street can continue to move the way they do, because that's where your money is. That's where things are moving. We want inflation curbed, but that means that the best way to do that is dropping to get inflation to come down to make things work.
Right, absolutely. So, folks, again, give Kurt a call. Hey, you got nothing to lose, okay? Just take a few minutes. Give him a call, 720-895-0500, and he'll sit down with you once again. Look at your personal situation. Figure out the right timing for you. Figure out the right loan. Figure out the right rate. Hey, is that 2-1 buy down the thing for you? VA loan? Hey, if you're a veteran, all these different programs are there. But I'm telling you, very few people will sit down and take the time just to educate you of what's going on and what might be a good loan for you. So it's affordable interest mortgage located at Quebec and Arapahoe. But you can give Kurt a call again, 720-895-0500. Well, Kurt, you've given a lot of information today.
Yes, I have.
A lot of rates, so I assume there's a disclosure, sir.
Okay. Rates quoted today are as of 11/12. They're subject to change. They don't always stay there. The FICO score is 740. 95% loan-to-value has an APR of 6.464. The 80% loan-to-value has an APR of 6.471. They are on single-family homes and primary properties. 80% loan-to-value on a VA was 100%, and that APR is 6.253. My NMLS is 298191. We are regulated by DORA, and we are an equal credit lender.
All right. Very well.
That took
you did
a while.
Good. Hey,
I haven't done that
you
one
might
in
could
a while.
Stick to this radio thing.
Yeah, I'm getting better as I practice.
Absolutely. Well, Kurt, as always, thank you. Great information. Hey, first time home. Hey, is 2023 the year you buy your first home? Give Kurt a call. Maybe he can figure it out for you. 720-895-0500. Kurt, as always, thank you for your time, and we'll look forward to next week, sir.
Yes, we will.
All right. Thanks for being with us today for Haystack Help Radio and a special edition of Your Money Matters. Don't go anywhere. Leave it right here on KLZ 560.
Views and opinions expressed on KLZ 560 are those of the speaker and do not necessarily reflect those of Crawford Broadcasting, the station, management, employees, associates, or advertisers. KLZ 560 is a Crawford Broadcasting God and Country station.